Aretium, a project of the Rotary Club Arezzo Est in the 50th year of its foundation, aimed at promoting knowledge of the city's historical, artistic and cultural heritage. We are at Santa Maria della Pieve, which straddles Corso Italia in Piazza Grande and is among Arezzo's most important places of daily worship. Founded in the 11th century, the Pieve is the result of a process of development across the centuries, representing Romanesque and Gothic architectural styles. It is considered one of the numerous beautiful religious buildings in Italy. The Well of Saint Donato. Where there is water, there is life. This saying has been important to the people of Arezzo over the centuries. Women used to climb down a steep stairway to this deep well, dug into the rock and fed by a plentiful underground spring. The ancient term ad grada evolved into the Italian word gradoni, which means large steps, describing those taken by women. Imagine you can hear their chatter, the exchange of news and their exchanging of goods, leading to a market developing here. This location also most likely served as a place of worship for the Roman god Mercury. Some experts believe there was a bronze statue here which, as some ancient texts described, freely flowed with water from the well. You may also imagine that, like the Samaritan woman who spoke with Christ at Jacob's well from the book of John in the Bible, someone here long ago also talked about how the water acts as a living spring coming from the heart. It is here, at the large basin, at the mouth of this well, that a Christian community emerged. The clergy chose the well of spring water for the rite of baptism, only for adults and by immersion back then. Unsurprisingly, church and baptism ceremonies soon started to be practiced here. When Arezzo's 44th bishop Teobaldo in the 9th century enlarged the Pieve, the ancient well was kept protected and remained inside the wall. It had all its relief accessible from the outside and the inside. Over the centuries, perhaps due to unfortunate lack of care causing pollution, the well was filled in and an altar was built. When, in the 1800s, the archpriest Ristori rediscovered the well and had it restored, ancient Roman marble fragments were found inside. Today it is decorated with casts of ancient works that highlight the baptism of Jesus, Arezzo's patron Saint Donato, and those he baptized. The Saint Donato well remains a testament to this day, as a source of living water for human life and a symbolic water for eternal life. Aretium, a project of the Rotary Club Arezzo Est in the 50th year of its foundation, aimed at promoting knowledge of the city's historical, artistic and cultural heritage. Narrated by Pavlina Kekacci. Edited and produced by Gloria Peruzzi, with a special thanks to Don Alvaro Bardelli and Arezzo in Tour Foundation.